Hello, Danny Lyons here, Senior Stylist at Cafe Lighting and Living. Welcome to our podcast on styling mirrors. In episode number 4, I'm going to give you some tips on how to place and dress your home with mirrors. This is a personal favourite of mine. I live in quite a small space and I do use mirrors in pretty much every room to create the illusion of extra depth, extra space, light. I love to use it as a decor piece and it gives me that drama that I'm looking for. One of the questions we do get asked regularly when people are purchasing mirrors from us is where should we put them? Now, a well-positioned mirror is going to create a stunning focal point. It's going to allow light to bounce around the room. The careful placement not only increases the light in the space, it can also reflect any artful displays into the room. So have a look around you. Do you have a window or a door with a beautiful tree or a water vista? That's where you want to place your mirror so that it's bringing the outdoors in. Now, if you don't want to use a large oversized mirror, you can create a show-stopping backdrop using repetition. So this means mounting two identical mirrors side by side to create a really super striking effect. You want the mirrors to be quite close, so use your hand as a guide as the width in between the two, and the same for where you're hanging it from the bottom. If you're hanging it above a console table, you don't want it to sit too high up. Now you can even place your mirror opposite a favorite piece of artwork, and that's going to maximize that artful reflection. I personally like to place foliage or fresh flowers in front of my mirror. It makes them appear lush and voluptuous because it gives you that double reflection back. Now, if you're in a small space like myself, don't be afraid to go really big and oversized. If you're in a rental space and you don't want to hang anything, use a large leaning mirror. You can use them in dining rooms, entries, bedrooms, or you can create a fabulous effect in your walk-in wardrobe, and we know perfect for selfies. Leaning mirrors really are on trend and we have a huge range to choose from. Now, a large mirror also can unite a group of elements, such as a dining table and chairs, in much the same way a floor rug can create a distinct zone in an open plan. So if you've got that mirror placed in your dining room, have it reflecting the, zone it out by reflecting the dining table and the dining chairs. Now, let's talk about mirrors above a fireplace. Often these are more about the frame than the actual mirror itself. You could have a classic convex mirror or a starburst mirror if you're looking for something that's going to create a piece of artwork. You can go modern or classic with this. The mirror really is the focal point as a piece of art. The other thing is you should use a mirror where you've got a darker area that requires visual expansion. It's really going to open it up and bounce and reflect that light. Now, rooms that I love to place mirrors in. We spoke a little earlier about dining rooms. Now, if you follow feng shui principles, dining rooms are said to be symbolic representations of a family's wealth. Now, if you place a mirror in this room, it does have the potential to magnify this energy. What better reason do you need? So I like to have it in the dining room so that it can add to the festive ambience if you've got family and friends over, or if you want to have an intimate candlelit dinner or soft lighting, it can create a really soft, romantic, reflective atmosphere. Entrance to your home. This one I feel is really important. You can create a really impressive statement in your home. It can be as easy as just introducing some mirrors into that entrance zone. Now that's going to give you the ability to bounce the natural light from outside and within, and it's going to make a really welcoming impression. It's also a great idea to be able to check your appearance before you leave the home. Now, if you do follow the Shuang Fei principles, you don't want to place it opposite the doorway. So perhaps have a leaning mirror just inside the doorway, or you could put it above a console or a sideboard. The other one I really like is in a bathroom. If you're lucky enough to have a beautiful bath, it's great to be able to hang your mirror horizontally above the bath. This is going to give you that extra depth that's going to make your room appear so much longer. We really do have a vast range of mirrors available at Cafe Lighting and Living. So if you would like to check out the full range, visit our website, www.cafelightingandliving.com.au, or you could go to YouTube and watch our styling videos, or visit one of our many social media sites. It's been a joy speaking to you today. I look forward to bringing you the next episode soon. For now, it's goodbye.